It's Monday, June 28th, 2010.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
It ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Oh!
Oh, I love that. That right there, a remix of the song Home by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, originally off their debut album Up From Below, which came out last year and was one of my favorite albums of the year. That song, though, that was the remix of it. That was the Rack remix. Rack is the Remix Artist Collective. It's a website where basically a bunch of different people collaborate and do remixes of songs, and then they put them up for free on that website. So if you liked that song, you can download it for free. Look for links to it and everything else I talk about right there on thesoundsinmyhead.com. Okay, up next, a man from London. His name is Johnny Flynn, and I put a couple of songs on when he had his debut album out a couple years back, and he's got a new album out. It's called Been Listening, and it's pretty good. It's a little less folky, I'd say, than his previous record, but it's really great still. So we're going to hear a couple tracks from it. We're going to hear Kentucky Pill, followed by Howl. And Howl is pretty good, but it takes a little while to get going. It's kind of a little dull, I think, at the beginning, but it picks up when the horns kick in, as is often the case with songs with horns in them. So here we go, Kentucky Pill, followed by Howl, right now on The Sounds of My Head with Johnny Flynn. Thank you.
that's been gone and lost to the passing in tempo. The eons gone by, there's nothing to praise, none in us. Put up a fight, don't rest on the shelf. Growl at the pedestal.
Was everywhere. We were bounded only by the earth and the ocean and the sky. We who cannot even put our own planetary home in order, riven with rivalries and hatreds, are we to venture out into space? By the time we're ready to settle even the nearest other planetary systems, we will have changed. The simple passage of so many generations will have changed us. Necessity will have changed us. We're an adaptable species. It will not be we who reach Alpha Centauri and the other nearby stars. It will be a species very like us, but with more of our strengths and fewer of our weaknesses. More confident, far-seeing, capable, and prudent. For all our failings, despite our limitations and fallibilities, We humans are capable of greatness. What new wonders, undreamt of in our time, will we have wrought in another generation and another? How far will our nomadic species have wandered by the end of the next century and the next millennium? Our remote descendants, safely arrayed on many worlds through the solar system and beyond, will be unified by their common heritage, by their regard for their home planet, and by the knowledge that whatever other life may be, the only humans in all the universe come from Earth. They will gaze up and strain to find the blue dot in their skies. They will marvel at how vulnerable the repository of all our potential once was, how perilous our infancy, how humble our beginnings, how many rivers we had to cross before we found our way.
Two songs in a row right there by Brooklyn's own Woods. Woods has been around for a while. I've never gotten too into them, but they've got a new album out called At Echo Lake, and I like it a lot. So we just heard two tracks from it. We heard Blood Dries Darker, and then we heard Suffering Season, both from that At Echo Lake record, which if you like those two songs, I think that represents it pretty well. So, you know, it's a really kind of great kind of dream pop, indie folk kind of thing going on. It's good stuff. So I would recommend that their Woods record. And thanks to Lane, of course. Lane guest hosted an episode of the show once, frequently makes recommendations to me, and Woods was a very good one. So thank you for that. Okay, up next, a band from Los Angeles. They're called Dum Dum Girls, and we're going to hear two tracks. We're going to hear Jail La La, followed by Bang Bang, I'm a Burnout. And Dum Dum Girls, I don't know a whole lot about them, but this record in particular, it's produced by the same guy who produced the Ravenettes' last record, and it sounds like it. Like, it sounds different. You're not going to be like, is this Ravenettes? But there's definitely, the production is very similar, so, you know, you can really tell what producers do. And I think it's pretty good, though the drummer, I feel like if you listen to the whole album, the drummer isn't, he doesn't seem to have a very wide range. It's, and maybe it's not his fault, maybe someone else wrote his parts or whatever, but he's just kind of, the drumming in every song, like at least a number of the songs, is just the same drum beat over and over again, which, I don't know, I guess that's not a bad thing if it, you know, if it works for you. And these two songs I think are really great, particularly Jail La La, it's really strong. And Bang Bang, I'm a Burnout, pretty good too. So if you like these two tracks, check out the Dum Dum Girls. It's great because all the songs are short, which I like short songs. And it's a great short little album, you know? So here we go. Dum Dum Girls from Los Angeles. Where else but right here on the Sounds of My Head.
Oh God, how did I get here? I do not know. I just woke up at this strange show. This woman's clearly out of her mind. She's covered in shit and high as a kite. La 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 la.
Daughter. Oh, we're so sorry. missed each photo that I collected and prized in the
Before the song we just heard was Beach Fossils. They're from Brooklyn, and that was their song The Horse. I played Beach Fossils a while ago on the show when all they had out was an EP, but they've got their album out now. So if you liked Beach Fossils last time I played them, or if you liked that song, The Horse, right there, I think it's a pretty good song. It all sounds just like that. Everything by them sounds just like that. So if you like it, definitely want to pick up their self-titled debut record, Beach Fossils. And I thought I'd slip it on the show before I forgot to mention that they have that full-length album out. And the song we just heard was Miles Kurowski, former frontman for the band Beulah from San Francisco. He's got a new record. It's called The Desert of Shallow Effects, and it's pretty good stuff. We heard the song Pink Lips, Black Lungs, and the album, I would say it doesn't have a whole lot of five-star songs. It doesn't have a whole lot of absolute standout tracks, but most of it, I would say, is kind of solid four-star business. You know, it's sort of good songs, enjoyable music. I like it. So if you liked Beulah, you're going to like the new Miles Kurowski, and you know, I would say definitely check it out. And speaking of Miles Kurowski, some time ago, after Beulah made the album Yoko, he had some sort of run-in with Yoko Ono. I don't remember what it was, but they like got to talking or something. And he said, I'd like to remix some of your songs. And so he did a remix of Let Me Count the Ways by Yoko Ono, which is a great song. It's off her Milk and Honey album. And he did a couple of Beulah/Miles Kurowski style remixes of Let Me Count the Ways, and they're really quite good. And I was hoping that they would be released at some point or something, and then I'd put them on my show, but they just kind of never were. And so when I heard about this new Miles Krosky album from Chris, another former guest host of The Sounds of My Head, Chris, he mentioned this new Miles Krosky album, and I was like, wow, how did I miss that, right? And I decided, so long as I'm putting it on, I might as well put on this remix you can't really obtain very easily. I just nicked it off his MySpace page, so it's a low bitrate, doesn't sound too good, but it's a great song. So here we go, we're going to hear the Miles Krosky remix of Yoko Ono's Let Me Count the Ways. We're going to hear the remix too. And then after that, I'm just going to put on the regular old Let Me Count the Ways by Yoko Ono, because it's great. It's you know, cute little song. It's not very long, neither of them very long, so it's a good way to finish up the show. A couple of versions of Let Me Count the Ways by Yoko Ono. First one remixed by Miles Krosky. Finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
I see you. It's like that lake in the mountain you heard about. It's like that autumn sky that stays so blue. It's like that air around me that holds me gently, whispering strongly that you're always there. Me. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Apache by Georgian Ingman. I also talked over Deep by The Woods and On the Sunny Side of the Street by Les Paul and Mary Ford, which I pulled off a mix put together by my buddy Jessica. Look for links to where you can download that mix for free from her website. It's a pretty good summer mix of songs. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, become a fan in Facebook. Search for thesoundsofmyhead.com. You can leave comments at thesoundsofmyhead.com or on Facebook. And tune in again in 2 weeks on July 12th for an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.